The following show is closed captioned for the reality impaired. The Jerry Bader Show.
Let's see. You know, I don't want to do that one right now. I want to do them all first, Jason. I want to do every topic first. How am I going to do this? I guess we should start with the most important story of the day. Yet I'm not going to. You will note I say we should. We should. I should pick up my clothes in my bedroom the way my wife tells me to. We did a marriage encounter group once, or a marriage encounter weekend, just because. And the guy who does it was pointing out how, yes, sometimes wives nag over small things, but then he responds, why don't we just tackle the things they're nagging about? And that's one of the examples he gave. Because you know that monument of underwear and socks you're building on your bedroom next to your bed? Do you know how many guys could relate to that? It's like, just pick it up and put it in the hamper. I can throw it to the hamper from there. You know, why don't I just do that? Why don't I just do that? Well, I don't know. So I looked around. You know, it's a big church full of looking around. Really? We all do that? What the heck? Do you do that? Do you throw stuff that you do? No, you're good about that? You leave it by the bed. How is that different from leaving it on the floor? Do you have a special... I don't understand. Which is about a foot from the hamper. See, what? That is so stupid. It is just so stupid. It's like we never left the dorm room, that little part of our brain, you know? So I should, but I'm not going to. I'm going to start with Matt Lauer looking stupid because it's just too inviting not to. Matt Lauer defends GM mom question. This is actually from yesterday. We didn't get to it. As you know, General Motors, also known as Government Motors, has its bleep in a ringer over recalls, most notably the faulty ignition switch, which went off. You know, if you've got like me and you got big keys hanging on it and it bumps, it would actually turn it off, which deactivated the airbag, stopped. You know the whole story. Millions and millions of vehicles now recall. Okay. So he has the GM, Mary Barra, on. Guess what he asks her? Now, make no mistake, Matt Lauer is a big liberal. Make no mistake. He asked her if she thought she got that job because she's a woman. And he did something that's just crap. He claimed that people are talking about it. I want to tread lightly here, but you've heard it. You've heard it in Congress, and you've heard it in the headlines. But there are some people who are speculating that you got this job as a woman and as a mom, because within GM, people within GM knew this company was in for a very tough time. And as a woman and a mom, you could present a softer face and a softer image for the company. Who's saying that? Is he saying members of Congress said that? I didn't hear that. It's the oldest reporter ploy in the world. And Newt Gingrich called a report out on it once. It was, in fact, it was not a reporter. It was an anchor at the time. It was Connie Chung. And she said, well, it's being said. And Newt Gingrich goes, why did you use the passive? It's being said by whom? That's when you, as a reporter, just don't want to say, well, I'm wondering... And you project it. He, of course, is now being pilloried by feminists. I didn't even think about her being a woman. What I thought about is how much of this cover-up took place after The Obama administration had a majority stock in General Motors. You didn't even know the CEO. She's new to the job. This is a mess. You want to talk about inheriting a mess. I mean, that was a mess. So now Lauer is trying to defend himself because he's getting tweeted to death. Lauer answered criticism on his Facebook on Thursday afternoon, explaining that his interview was referencing a Forbes article in which the GM CEO mentioned missing her son's junior prom for work. Really? And that prompted that question. I just love it when a lib incites the politically correct police. I just love it. This is, of course, the big story of the day. And what I love is the way that the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, and if you're not aware, the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel is guilty of journalistic malpractice that spread like wildfire across the country. This whole notion that Scott Walker, that was a criminal mastermind of this scheme to illegally coordinate, that started with a Milwaukee Journal headline after these emails were released. And then, of course, it was picked up across the country and reported the same way. And I'm going to use this word because, quite frankly, I think it's accurate. The liberal media was orgasmic over this. I think I actually mean that literally. Huffington Post, New York Times, on and on and on. Scott Walker, criminal scheme, sent at the center of a criminal scheme. Blah, 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 blah. When, in fact, these were historical documents that were released that show what prosecutors were trying to establish. Two judges said that, no, two judges looked at the now shut down probe and said, no. No, as a matter of fact, there's nothing here. Yesterday, stunning, and I do think that's a fair word, stunning development when the Wisconsin State Journal reported this. Now, I want you to pay close attention to this. This is the headline that the Madison-based Wisconsin State Journal used over a major story yesterday. Scott Walker, not a target, John Doe, special prosecutor, says. Allow me to read that headline again. Scott Walker, not a target, John Doe, special prosecutor, says. Governor Scott Walker is not a target of the John Doe investigation into possibly illegal campaign finance coordination during the 2011 and 2012 recalls. An attorney for the special prosecutor overseeing the probe said Thursday. Now, then they caution. However, that doesn't mean Walker has been exonerated in the eyes of prosecutors, and he could continue to be the subject of the investigation if it is allowed to continue, legal experts said Thursday. He could be. I could wake up and be 6'2 tomorrow. Not banking on it. After 53 years, I've stopped hoping for that. Randall Crocker, the lawyer for Special Prosecutor Fran Schmitz, said that at the time the investigation was halted in early May, Governor Walker was not a target of the investigation. At no time has he been served with a subpoena. So this should be an, oh my God, we blew it moment. Not only for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, which spawned this national journalistic malpractice, but for every other media outlet that took their bait. So is the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel going to have any humility at all? They are anything but humble. They are defiant. All right, so let me read the State Journal headline again. Scott Walker, not a target, John Doe, special prosecutor, says. Okay. Here is the first headline that the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel used on this yesterday. Doe prosecutor, no determination whether Walker committed crimes. Can you believe that? Now, the headline today at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Where'd I go with it? I just had it. All for crying out loud. Wow. This is crazy. I just had both of them in my hand. Okay, anyway, doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Their original headline is Doe prosecutor, no determination whether Walker committed crimes. That is not what his statement says. That you can interpret that statement that way. But the State Journal factually reported it. Scott Walker, not a target. That's what Franz Schmitz's attorney said. That's what he said. The Journal Sentinel, so obviously, when this came out, and here's what I believe. And unlike the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, I'm just going to tell you what I believe. Not that I'm reporting it. This is just what I believe. I'm not reporting it factually. I believe that they had received inside information for months that Scott Walker was about to be indicted. Do you remember Big Ed Schultz saying that he's days away from being indicted? At the time, I said I thought Schultz made it up. I no longer believe that. I now believe that was leaked to him because that's what prosecutors believed. I believe the Journal Sentinel got the same inside information. And they so desperately want to believe it, they won't let go of it. Now, I want to continue on this in 5 minutes, including how Mary Burke has handled this. And how do you unring a bell that now this has just become entrenched in the public psyche that Scott Walker is guilty of something criminal? We'll get to that in five. It's 9:19.
Join the Jerry Bader Facebook fan page. Go to jerrybadershow.com.